The Bronx Bombers doing their thing Thursday night, hosting the Orioles at the stadium. And it would be a great night for the Yankees offense. Here in the first, it's Gary Sanchez starting it off, facing Wade Miley.
Ripped down the left field line. It's a base hit. Moving to second with an RBI double of Sanchez, and the Yankees lead 1-0. So here's Todd Frazier. High fly ball. Jones, back, looking up, see ya. 6-0, Yankees.
Here's Judge, 2 on, no one out. Swung on and drilled to deep right center. It is gone. Aaron Judge drills a 3-run home run to right center. All rise.
Judge has scored twice. There it goes. See ya. Into the second deck and left. An absolute bullet. He's laying down the gavel tonight. It is 12-2 Yankees.
Here's Sanchez.
High drive, center field, trap, wall, see ya, as the Yankee youngsters go back to back. Lucky 13 for the Yanks. They're up 13-2.
Yankees roll 13-5 the final, as New York has now won 9 of their last 12. Aaron Judge, a pair of homers, his 42nd and 43rd of the year. Masahiro Tanaka struck out 8 over 7 innings and earned his 12th victory of the season. Here's Yankee skipper Joe Girardi after the win.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's great to give Tanaka a 6-run lead after the first inning, and we know how dangerous their bats are on the other side, so it was nice, and he went to work, and then we were able to tack on with a couple big 3-run homers from Aaron that just put it out of reach.
Todd Frazier, another big home run in that first inning. He's driven in 7 over the last 4 games. He said he feels as though he slowed things down. Have you noticed him looking different in that batter's box?
I mean, I think it's been something that they've been working on with him. And obviously, I think there was a lot of excitement for him coming over here. But he's made some minor adjustments, and he's had a lot of big hits for us.
What type of an asset has he been in the clubhouse as well?
Oh, great. High-energy guy. Loves being here. Loves everything about being in New York. And he's been a really good asset.
Clap to your right, Joe.
Joe, could you talk about the 2 home runs by Judge and what you saw, and maybe this is a sign of better things ahead?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, the one he hit in the – I don't even know. The first one he hit is what he did a lot in the first half, that right center. And both of them were hit extremely hard and were fairly low. The second one was just a line drive that, ends up going 430, 440 feet. But – just good at bats. He had a good night, a really good night. Jacoby leads it off, and then he gets a base hit, and got the ball rolling for us. So, I felt like he's been getting closer and closer to where he was in the first half, and maybe he's there.
Ron,
what about the Orioles pitchers makes Judge such a good matchup against them?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think that he's had success this year against, a lot of – I mean, you don't drive in 96 runs and still have, 3 weeks to go or 2.5 weeks to go unless you've had some success. But, the one thing about playing teams in our division, though, is you see the pitchers a lot more, and he's going to be more familiar with what they try to do to him.
Aaron Judge continues to sizzle. The rookie slugged 2 homers, a pair of 3-run shots, his 42nd and 43rd blast of the year. Here's Judge after the game.
That was great. First off, Masa went out there and got us going the first inning, and then when we came up to hit, our plan was to go out there and just attack pitches over the plate. That's what we did. It didn't matter if the first pitch or the 8th pitch of the bat. We just want to go out there and take our best swing on something over the plate.
Your home run tonight, your 11th against the Orioles this season. Didi just said you own the Orioles. How would you describe what you've done to their pitching staff this season?
Just gotten a good pitch to hit. They got a quality pitching staff up and down, and they make pitches when they have to, and I just try to capitalize on the mistakes. That's all.
Aaron Judge said that he thought you were getting closer the last few days building up to this. Do you get a sense of that as well?
It's a process. It's a long season. You're going to have the ups and downs, so I'm just trying to, when the days are going bad, just try to squeeze out a hit when I can or a walk. And when you're feeling good at the plate and everything's kind of clicking, try to capitalize on it. So I'm just trying to stay the course and, just keep trying to produce for the team.
Thumbs down for Todd Frazier, who blasted a home run in the Yankees' blowout win Thursday night over the Orioles. Here's Frazier after the game.
It's awesome. It's just one of those things where hitting's contagious, that old saying goes. And we came out strong. We came out really strong. We just got to keep on doing that. And, one guy gets a hit, then the next guy, and we got first and third, nobody out in the first. and we got to capitalize. We didn't do that yesterday, even though we still won. But the opportunities we had, you know, with less than two, we put the ball in play and enjoyed a really good first inning.
Is there a different feel to a game like this when it's not just one guy, it's one through nine contributors?
It's fun. You see in the dugout how much fun we're having in those early innings, and we got a little something going here these last couple games of what we're doing. And, you know, Judge with the two bombs, you know, Tanaka just having fun out there doing what he's doing, and, you know, saved the bullpen today, so it's a big plus.
Gary Sanchez slugged his 31st homer of the year, the most ever in a single season by a Yankees catcher. He then talked to reporters after the game.
You know, going back to last year, I started in AAA, you know, ended up with the team, and this is my first full year, you know, in the big leagues, and the team has given me an opportunity to play every day here. And, you know, to be able to set that record, it's an honor to me. I mean, we've had many, many very good catchers here in this team. And to sum it all, it's just, you know, amazing. And I feel very proud about that.
This four-game set continues Friday night in the Bronx. Gabriel Ynoa on the mound for the O's against Luis Severino for the Yankees.